Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
And it's time for our Tradio program for this Wednesday. It's the 26th of March. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Joel Bertagnoli here this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Tom, and everybody out there.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's really good to be back. It's good to be back. It's always good to go. It's good to be back. But
yeah,
somewhat after a few days of putting clothes on, coats and jackets and gloves and hats.
You get
and
used
boots.
To it.
I'm not used to it yet. it's been a week. No. And four more minutes of daylight. Sweet.
Every day.
What am I
it's
gonna
like
do
a half an hour a week.
What am I going to do with those 4 minutes today?
Well, that's up to you, Joe. First, we're going to take a phone call.
Okay.
It is time for Tradio. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. Give us a call. We'll put you on the air. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or have an event coming up, you can share more details about it with the community. So caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom. This is Stephanie Tinas.
Hi. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. I'm calling on behalf of the Sons of Norway. And this Sunday, we are having our Meatball Palooza potluck at 5 o'clock for our members. And any guests of the members are welcome as well. The fun thing about Meatball Palooza is we supply the Norwegian meatball, and then you bring your favorite meatball that you like in your
awesome.
Family or whatever. So,
perfect.
And that is
so what is the Norwegian meatball, Stephanie?
Well, it's probably a mix of lots of different. it would be, Tom, this Sunday is going to be my family meatball.
Oh, there you go. Good. All right.
I guess it's my mother-in-law's recipe. So, that's why I say it's the Norwegian meatball.
Well, I bet it's fantastic.
Uh-huh. A Norwegian meatball could be just about anything, right?
What's the date?
Is that Sunday?
So Sunday, 5 o'clock.
Sunday at 5 o'clock. Yes.
And then do people bring sides and all that too, or are the sides provided?
No, you bring either a meatball of your choice or a side.
Okay. All right. Got it. All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Bye. And next, we'll take the next caller, and that's caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Morning, Tom. This is Erin, and I was calling because I'm going to be doing a fundraising yard sale for KFSK this Sunday.
Awesome.
Nice. At 106 North 2nd Street, and that's the blue house with the fence. The fence made out of doors across the street from the museum from 12 to 2, and I'll have some antiques and home goods and all kinds of various things, and there's nothing's priced. It's whatever people want to donate to go to KFSK.
Great. Well, thank you. So yep. 10 to 2 is
12 to 2 or 10 to 2?
12 to 2.
12 to 2.
This
okay.
Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday, 12 to 2.
It'll be in the side deck where it's covered. So people can either come in from the museum side or from my front door and then go down some steps if they're okay with steps.
Okay.
But it'll be covered. Although I think the weather's supposed to be great Sunday.
So. Yeah, right now the forecast looks good for the weekend. So.
Yeah, so fingers crossed. And even if it is rainy, I'll still do it because it's covered over there. But
perfect.
Hopefully we can make some money for you guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Erin.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks. And next caller on line three. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee. Good morning.
I think it's time for somebody else to show off my Bunad. I have an Oslo Bunad. It's a official Oslo style. It's that light blue and gray wool. It's blue with a band on the skirt that's embroidered with wildflowers. It has the dress and the blouse, the hat and the jacket, everything but the shoes. And they're all well done. They're beautifully done because Glo made them. And they're embroidered. It's about a size 14. It's adjustable to a certain extent. But if it, I can't wear it very well anymore. I can't walk in the parade, in the style show or anything like that. So I would think it's time for somebody else to enjoy it. And it includes everything, but as I said, but the shoes. It includes the silver, the pins, and cufflinks.
Wow.
So if you're interested, please give me a call. As I said, it's about a size 14. It can be adjusted. She can make it fit me, but it would take more than just a quick fix because I've changed sizes quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see somebody who can show it off because I really can't. I can't walk in a style show and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's neat that down. Yes.
Yeah, so if anybody would like it, I'm not giving it away.
Yeah, oh, no, I wouldn't imagine. These things are valuable.
Yeah, I've got about $5,000 in it.
Handmade like this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and Glo did it all. It's all authentic,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautifully done. And it, as I said, it can be adjusted. She can make it fit me in my new size, but it would cost her a bit of time and me a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I cannot really display it very well because I can't walk very well. So I'd like somebody else to really take it and enjoy it. It's blue, but it's not Petersburg blue. It's darker blue, I think, than Petersburg. No, it's lighter blue than the Petersburg blue.
Mm-hmm. You said light blue with wildflowers.
Yeah, it's the only one in town. And every time I wear it, people want to say, oh, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want your picture taken and taken home for a souvenir for a visitor, it's a good one to wear.
That's
anyway,
cool.
If you're interested, please give me a call, and we can discuss costs.
Okay.
And phone number, Mary.
Yeah, my number is 907-772-3136.
Got it. Thanks, Mary.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks a lot, Mary.
Bye.
All right. There is lunch at the Stedman Elementary School today. It's with the principal, Heather Kahn, and the new counselor, David Fonken, and this is in the Stedman Elementary School Library. It's from 11:30 to 12:30 today. It's an opportunity to meet the new counselor for Stedman Elementary School, and lunch is provided. That's 11:30 to 12:30 today at the Stedman Elementary School Library today. So, opportunity to meet the new counselor. Another caller here for Tradio. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Did the roses make it in?
Unfortunately not.
Oh. No roses.
That's why I'm calling. The roses were scheduled for this morning's freighter on Alaska Airlines. And unfortunately, because of the fog, they bypassed all of Southeast and went directly to Yakutat. So we do not have roses to distribute today, unfortunately. And if anyone has a delivery deadline, et cetera, needs a refund, give me a call, 518-1199. Otherwise, we'll proceed with the rose delivery as we get them from Alaska Airlines.
Okay, and then you'll just keep us posted, and we can say it on the radio?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
We do have a few dozen left to sell, as Julie said this morning. We're not quite to our goal, we'll just keep people advised, and hopefully the fog will burn off, and the roses will arrive, and we'll be back on schedule. But
and then what's the Rotary's Petersburg Rotary website address again, Dave?
Yeah, PetersburgRotary.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you can make your orders there too.
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so the QR code is still active, and we can take orders, or people can call for more information. My 518-1199 number.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Dave.
Right, well, yep, this is the first time in years that we haven't had roses right on time. So.
Right, and then, and it's a big fundraiser for Rotary, so that's...
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a is a hit if they're delayed much more.
Right.
But yeah, we'll certainly keep you guys posted.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave.
Good luck, Dave.
Okay.
All right.
You bet. Thanks.
Okay. There is going on today, Little Norway booth signups are today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is at the Visitor Center today. That's at First and Fram, right? First and Fram?
Yep.
Right next. Yep. Is the city maintenance still have the right next door?
It's kind of attached by a roof. Yeah, it's got a space between it, but it's the same spot. Yeah.
Okay.
The old charity box.
It's the old charity box.
That is the city.
It's the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center building at First and Fram. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Signups are in person today at the Visitor Center. For more information, you can contact the Visitor Center. Their phone number is 907-772-3646. And again, that's Little Norway booth signups. That's a sign of spring.
I was going to say it's amazing. It's only March, but yeah, it's amazing. In a couple of months, it's here. You know, so they've got to get their organization together. Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody boost up.
Hey, and I mentioned this earlier this morning, but there's the Music and Spirit of Billie Holiday. This is a series we've been broadcasting it on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. It's a really good music documentary on Billie Holiday. And I think there are three or four hours of the series left. And then we're going to bring you Tiny Desk Radio. I don't know if you've ever followed the Tiny Desk on NPR music. It's just fantastic. There's established artists, new artists, and they play actually in a tiny in front of a tiny desk. It's like half the size of this studio. And sometimes there's as many as like 9-10 musicians, and they're all packed in there. It's a really good series. It's really good live music, and it's an hour-long program now, and that's starting on Wednesday nights in about 3 or 4 weeks. We'll let you know more about when we get to it. But in the meantime, there's the few more hours still of the series on the Music and Spirit of Billie Holiday, and you can hear another episode tonight at 9. Another caller here for Tradio. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom and Joe. It's Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Of course, we're quilting today, and you know what that means. The sun is out.
Yes, that's true.
Yay. Anyway, I want to let people know that we are hosting bingo again on Friday night. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. I'm still kind of mulling over the menu. I'm leaning towards chili, but I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow when I'm cooking. Other than that, yeah, you guys are doing a great job with all the PSAs. There's lots going on in the town.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
It's heating up.
Yep. Meatball Palooza is coming, and Pioneer Tea is coming. Sign-ups for Little Norway today. I mean, come on. Who could say we live in a boring place?
Yeah. And eventually the sun's coming out, too, here. So that should be a good day.
It is.
I'm up at Holy Cross House, and this room is filled with sunlight.
Oh, it's clear out on the sandy beach already?
Well, I'm up at Holy Cross, the Lutheran Church. And it's nice and bright up here. It's getting there.
It's breaking through up above.
Yeah.
And the Irish call this a soft day.
Right.
Turning into a fine day. So,
'tis a fine day. Is that what they say?
Yeah,
tis
but
a fine
when it's
day.
When there's that little mist in your face in the morning, that's a soft day.
Yeah. That's a soft rain.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when a woman says, "I'm just fine," she's not really fine.
All right. Okay, we can leave it at that, Sally.
Yeah, and I'm not happy.
That's for another show.
That's a late night show.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Sally.
A fine day, hey Tom.
Oh,
yeah. What is it called when the rain's pummeling you in the face? Not so fine.
You don't talk about it.
Okay.
Well, I think we can get to a rundown, Joe.
Gosh. Yeah. So we started off with Stephanie.
Before we get there, I know you were away. You were out of town.
Yeah.
Sunny climate.
Oh, every day. Miserable.
But you were following the basketball games.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Yep.
So you were well away from Petersburg and still listening to
Well, that's the beauty of it, you know? Yeah, and yeah, sitting there too, and I was listening to, we got a notification when you were doing the those fifth graders.
Women's History Month.
And my granddaughter was one of them, so I got a call, say, hey, you got to listen at noon or whatever. Right. So yeah, I'll just say this, and not trying to be mean or anything, just sitting by the pool, you know,
sure,
having a soda pop, and tuned into KFSK and listened to her do her little 3 minute or 2 minute or whatever. It was pretty quick.
Right.
But yeah, that was it was pretty neat. But it was neat to listen to the basketball games too, and everything. And yeah, that was, yeah, the announcer there was really good. I mean,
yeah.
he does a great job.
Yeah,
and
he does.
He gets excited, and he kind of, you could tell kind of sometimes he's, you know, a little biased to one team or the other, but
sure.
he does a pretty good job of being unbiased.
Well, he speaks nicely of each of the players.
He compliments the players a lot, which is really good. And he did a pretty good job on my granddaughter's name, too.
I think there were six different pronunciations that he tried, and then he just started going with Natalie.
Well, if you listen to the PA, he should have listened to the PA announcer.
Right.
Because
when
the PA announcer coming in for so and so, he nailed it every time, you know. But, what was it? Craig, what was his name? Craig? No.
No, I've got it. I've got his face picture.
I know.
I've known him for 20 years.
I know.
So.
But he should. See,
Carl.
I,
Carl Pullman.
Yeah, but yeah, he had a few different pronunciations. Once in a while, he'd get close, but it's okay.
Toe.
He did get to Tau eventually.
He did. He got to Tau.
Eventually, yeah, he managed that after a couple of games.
Yeah,
to Tau.
Right.
Like, but yeah, no, it was good, and that's the beauty of KFSK and the web. You can tune in here. I never did tune into radio to see how it was. John here most of the Wednesdays? Or
yes.
Who was here Wednesdays?
Yeah, so yeah. Robin.
Okay,
Robin Hagerman.
Okay,
yeah.
I never did tune into radio on Wednesday, and it was a couple hours difference, so...
Right.
It was easy to hit it at noon, you know, or whenever this one, that would be 11 o'clock, whenever I was.
Right,
yeah. So, but yeah, so that's that. I hope everybody knows that if you can listen to this this and kind of keep yourself grounded to Petersburg, it's a neat way to do
if
it.
If you want to.
If you want to.
While you're away,
Yeah, who doesn't want to, Tom? Come on, what's wrong with them people? They don't want to listen to it.
All right, let's get to a rundown.
There I was. Oh. So Stephanie called, and she says the Sunday at 5 is the Meatball Palooza. Palooza. I like that name. Palooza. What's a palooza?
I have no idea.
Okay, anyway. It's members and guests, and it's a 5 o'clock Sunday. They're going to supply Norwegian meatballs, and Tom got a brief definition of what those were. And so they're asking you bring a side dish, or you can bring a meatball of your choice if you got a special meatball you want to share. And that's at 5 o'clock Sunday. Erin called, and she's having a fundraiser for KFSK. It's a yard sale. It's 106 North 2nd Street. It's Sunday on the side cover deck from 12 to 2, and nothing's going to have a ticket on it. It's just going to be whatever you feel like donating to KFSK. And so just remember, when you're getting something, it's going to go to a good cause. Marilee called, and she has a boonad that... actually, Glorianne made, and it's just kind of something that she can't wear anymore. She's just is mobile and wants to share it with the world. And so, if you're interested, you can go. It's light blue. It's got wildflowers. It's the whole outfit. It's the dress, the blouse, the hat, the jacket, everything but the shoes. Approximately size 14, and it can be adjustable. You can go talk to Marilee about what price and everything like that, but it would be nice to get that on the street and share it. It's a piece of art, I'm sure. And Dave called, and sorry, folks, but if you were counting on roses for your friend or family, they couldn't make it today because of the fog. So the freighter overheaded and ended up in Yakutat, and so he'll keep us posted as to when they're going to make their return flight here. And that, if you have any questions on that or concerns, you can call Dave at 518-1199. And if there's still some roses available, if they're on their way, and if you're interested in those, you can either call Dave at 518-1199, or you can log on to petersburgrotary.org, and you can order from there. One last one here we have is Sally, and just saying that there will be bingo Friday. Doors open at 6 and bingo starts at 7, and menus to be determined, but she's leaning for chili. So that's what we got so far.
All right, we've got another caller here. Caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Hi, it's Marilee again.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Marilee.
I don't think you gave my phone number.
You are right, Marilee. You are listening. Good job. How did I announce in the dress, though?
No, I haven't had any calls.
Oh, well, that just was a minute ago. The phone was ringing before I got the rundown done. Yes.
Well, there's no phone number.
How could you get phone calls?
Nobody gave me a phone number.
I'm sorry. Yes, I did miss that, and it's right down here. So sorry on that Boonad that Marilee has. It's 907-772-3136 to talk to Marilee and work something out with her. So how's that?
Thanks.
Okay, folks. All thanks for the call, Marilee. And you got to keep us on our toes here.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Thank you, Marilee.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, that wraps up Tradio. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll do it again on Friday morning. It is 27 minutes after 9. We'll have the Jet Report from Viking Travel for you coming up at 10 o'clock. Treating osteoporosis without prescriptions. And then music in the afternoon. Leo Luzak with you for Street Beat at 12:30. Casey Hammer with you for the High Country at 2:30. Hope you have a great day. It's going to be a nice sunny day. We might hit the 50s today for the first time of the year. And it should be a beautiful day. And it's a nice forecast all the way through the weekend. So enjoy your day today.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.